Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has tested positive for COVID-19, according to an announcement Wednesday. The governor's office says Gordon is only experiencing minor symptoms and plans to work remotely. Earlier this month, Gordon chided Wyomingites for not taking personal responsibility in mitigating the virus's spread. At one point, during an impassioned news conference, he said the state's residents were being knuckleheads. This news comes at a time when the coronavirus continues to surge in Wyoming. The Department of Health has announced 702 new cases. That brings the total to nearly 27,000 confirmed cases in the state. 13 more deaths have been attributed to the virus. That brings Wyoming's total to 215 deaths. A lawsuit filed this month against the Food and Drug Administration in U.S. District Court alleges the owners of Cody Labs misled federal regulators when it moved production of a drug from its Cody manufacturing facility to upstate New York last year. Competing drug company Genus Life Sciences filed the suit in the District of Maryland Southern Division, seeking to overturn approval of a drug the FDA approved earlier this year. It alleges that the drug company Lannett lied to federal regulators when it stated in numerous documents it would be developing and manufacturing Numbrino, a new cocaine-based anesthetic, in Cody, only to switch manufacturing to a facility in Carmel, New York, after obtaining approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit further alleges the FDA failed to take legally required actions to begin the process to withdraw approval for the drug after Genus brought the issue to federal regulators' attention. Shortly after getting approval from the FDA, Lannett shuttered the Cody facility, a sign the drug company may have used the facility to avoid having to undergo an additional year of testing at the Carmel manufacturing site as required under federal regulations, the lawsuit alleges. Public documents seem to back up the claims. While Lannett did properly file documentation needed to begin developing and testing at the Cody facility in September of 2017, the company continued to list Cody as the manufacturing site for Numbrino months after the building was closed and its equipment liquidated.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, lead foot.
After some eyebrow-raising amounts of relief money were awarded to Wyoming businesses, the Wyoming Business Council has announced it will conduct audits to ensure that monies went to the right people and have been used for the correct purposes. In an effort to make sure funds disbursed were needed for all, WBC hired Cheyenne-based McGee, Hearn, and Piaz LLP for up to $1 million to perform an audit of select businesses that receive funds through five grant programs. Businesses audited will be chosen upon establishment of risk criteria for funding recipients. WBC CEO Josh Durrell says that they check state and federal databases for information on businesses, trying to ensure that the money went to people for the proper reasons, but acknowledge they release the money as quickly as possible to prevent businesses from going under, and mistakes may have been made. The Business Council is not the only ones looking into relief funds.
Audits are also being conducted by the Wyoming Secretary of State and Wyoming Department of Audit. Businesses selected for the audit will need to provide tax returns and other receipts. In some instances, these forms of proof were not required in the original applications. Anyone found guilty for fraudulently claiming funds could face up to 30 years in prison and up to $1 million in fines. WBC is offering safe harbor for businesses to return funds, which Jarrell said has resulted in about $500,000 in returned money. He said that money hopefully will be made available again in future relief grants. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.